On Daf Tzadi Vav and Beis, we are at about 11 lines before the lines get wide or so. Last one line is Basar. Everyone see it? Last one line is Basar. Our goal for today, it's somewhat of an ambitious goal for today, but it's not challenging Gemara. Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph at the Mishnah. That's what we're going to try to get to. It's Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph at the Mishnah. So ready? Okay, we are at Tzadi Vav and Beis, about 11 lines before the lines get wide. I'm not sure if it's exactly 11, but around 11 lines before the lines get wide. Basar is last one in line. We are up to Ibayiluhu. Good? So let's go. Ibayiluhu. Kichesh basar machmas mulachamai. I borrow an animal. The animal gets weaker. Kichesh, weaker. Basar, it's flesh. It gets weaker because it worked really hard, and the hard work weakened the animal. Now do I have to pay for the difference in value because the animal is much weaker now? A certain rabbi, and his name is Rav Chilkia Brei de Rav Avia, said, this is like, you know, how sometimes like little girls talk, my friend, Tzipora, right? So, okay, there was a rabbi, Chilkia Brei de Rav Abba. So that was his, but it makes sense in Aramaic, I guess. So he said, Mechal d'chimesa machmas malacha mechayiv. Ooh, you're only asking if the animal gets weaker whether you have to pay. You're implying that if the animal dies from normal work, that you're going to be chayiv. Again, you borrow somebody's car, and out of nowhere, the car just drops dead. The car just, just putters out. So it sounds like you're going to be chayiv for that. Neima, but shouldn't you be able to tell the guy that you borrowed it from, Lav lukma bekilta shilta, I didn't borrow it to keep it in the garage, I borrowed it to use it, obviously, so why should I have to pay when I use it normally, and it just dropped dead when I was using it normally? That doesn't make any sense. There's no way you should be chayiv for such a thing. So that can't be correct, that when it dies just from normal use, that you have to pay, and when it gets weakened from normal use, that we have a shaila. That can't be correct. Ella Amar Rava. Rather, Rava says, here's what's actually correct. Lo mi bayu kichesh basar machmas malacha depater. It's obvious that if the animal gets weaker from working, that you're pater for that. Ella afilu meisa machmas malacha nami pater. But I'll tell you even a greater chiddush. Even if it dies, it's totally gone because of simple, regular work that you do with it. You're still going to be pater. You know why? Da Amar Lei, because you can tell the guy you borrowed it from, Lav Lu'ukma Bekilta She'ilta. And what again? What's that svara? I didn't borrow a car to sit in the garage. I didn't borrow an animal just to sit in the stable or wherever you keep animals, the pen, the stable, whatever. Right? I borrowed it to use it. So obviously you knew that the whole time. Main point number one, or whatever main point this is in Sadi Vavim Beis, if the animal that you borrowed dies or becomes weaker because of as a result of regular work, you are pater. Good? Weiter. Says the Gemara. Hahu Gavra. We're three lines before the lines get wide now on Sadi Vav and Beis. Hahu Gavra. There was a guy. Dishail Narga Mechavre. Borrowed a hammer or an axe from his friend, some type of tool, carpentry, something like that. Itbar. And guess what? It broke. Asal kameh d'Rava. So he came to Rava to ask, do I have to pay for this? I was just using this hammer, that I borrowed, and all of a sudden it broke. So do I have to pay for it? Amrle zil aisi saadi delav shanisa bay. As long as you can bring witnesses that you didn't do anything unusual with it, meaning when you use this hammer, you were like banging a nail into the wall. You weren't like going to the top of the Empire State Building and dropping it and seeing what happened, right? Meaning as long as you can bring witnesses that you were doing normal things with it, the iftar, you're going to be pater. So says the Gemara, okay, that's if you have witnesses. V'ileka sahadi mai. That implies that if there are no witnesses, you're going to have to pay. So what exactly do you pay if you don't have witnesses? Now you've got this broken hammer. So there are two possibilities of what you're going to have to pay. Either you pay for a brand new hammer, or what's the other possibility of what you pay for? The repair. Or, in other words, the difference between the value of the broken pieces and the value of a new hammer. Right? So what do you pay for? So says the Gemara Tashma will bring a raya. Dahu Gavra, because there was a guy. Deshoil Narga Mechavre. Exact same story. He borrowed a hammer. V'itvar, and it broke. Asal Kameh D'Rav. He came to Rav to ask what he has to pay. Amale Zil Sholem Le Narga Me'alia. Pay for the full value of a brand new hammer. Amale Rav Kana Ravasi L'Rav. Dina Hachi. Rav Kana and Ravasi said to Rav, huh? Are you kidding? Is that really the halacha? Vishasik Rav. And Rav is like, ooh. That was... So what does that tell you? That it's not the din. That Rav got it wrong. He was in bed. You know, he was quiet. Shasik means he was quiet. You know, he didn't have anything to say. And therefore, not surprisingly, v'hilchisa k'Rav Kahana v'Ravasi. The halacha is like what Rav Kahana and Ravasi said. D'mahadule tavre, you give back the broken pieces. Umemaliyale d'mei mana, and you fill in the rest of the value between the broken pieces and what it was worth when it was fixed. Similarly, a guy borrowed a bucket from his friend. Itbar, the bucket broke. He went to Rav Papa to ask what he's got to pay. Amalei, and he said to him, I see Sadi Deloshanisabe V'iftar. If you can bring witnesses that you just used it in a normal way, you're pater. And if you can't bring witnesses that use it in the normal way, you pay the difference between the value of the broken pieces and the value. Okay, so main point number two over here. If something that you borrow breaks and you can't prove that you were using it normally, so what do you pay? You pay the difference between the value of the pieces and the full value. Good. Again, something you borrow breaks, you can't prove that you were using it normally, so you pay the difference between the value of the pieces and the full value. Now it gets somewhat entertaining. The stories get a little crazier now. Yeah. Probably, I guess, scrap metal or something. I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe they could fix it. Maybe. The Chaim said, you know, the pieces can be fixed, so maybe that's what you're paying for the repair. How gaver de shol shunra mechavre? A guy borrows a cat from his friend. Who would borrow a cat? Like, most people who like cats own them already. You know, like, who would borrow a cat? What would you ever borrow a cat from? For? What's the purpose? What is a cat? You have a mice problem, right? So if you have problems with mice, you get a cat. I once spent 3 weeks with the Orthodox Union visiting restaurants in Manhattan that were under their hashgacha, restaurants, hotels, things like that. And we went to one restaurant and we went to the sub basement where they prepare all the food, where there's no air conditioning. It was disgusting. So we were in the sub basement and we saw mice all over the place. And it was disgusting. We then went across the street to another restaurant. When we went to the sub basement, there were no mice. There were two cats walking around. That's, you know, old-fashioned way of taking care of a mouse problem. So a guy borrowed shunra mechavre. He borrowed a cat from his friend. Chavur ale achbere v'katluhu. It's like a cartoon. The mice teamed up and they beat up the cat. They killed the cat. So the mice won the battle. So now he's got a dead cat that he borrowed. So does he have to pay for the cat? Yosef Rav Ashi v'kami ba'ile ki agav namai. So Rav Ashi asked the question, what's the halacha? Do you got to pay for that or not? Ki mesa machmas malacha dami olo. Is this considered mesa machmas malacha? What does mesa machmas malacha mean? So I mean, that dies from its normal work where you don't have to pay. Do we consider this mesa machmas malacha? Because that's what a cat's supposed to do. Amalei Rav Mordechai the Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai's response is even more entertaining than the shayla. Hach yamer Avimi Mehagrunya Mishmed Ravi. He says, well, I'll tell you what I heard from a person by the name of Avimi from a place called Hagrunya in the name of Rava. The way he used to say it is, Gavri Dinasha Katluhu Lodina Velodayana. A guy who gets beaten up by a girl, you know, there's nothing you could do about such a guy. Like, you know, it's unexpected. The cat's not supposed to get beaten up by the mice. The cat's not supposed to be killed by the mice. It's like the guy getting beaten up by the girl. Okay. Ikeda Amri. Others say, no, that's not what happened. It's not like the mice devised this plan of how to outsmart the cat, and, you know, like, it's not like Tom and Jerry over here. Ikeda Amri, Achil Achbri Tuva V'Chavil Umis. No, there were so many mice, the cat, he couldn't help himself, kept on eating mouse after mouse after mouse, till he had such a stomach ache that he died from a stomach ache of overeating mice. That's what it was. So Yosef Rav Ashi v'kamayin v'kia gavna mice. Rav Ashi wondered, what's the halacha in such a case? Amalei Rav Mordechai the Rav Ashi, hachi amar Avimi Me'agrunya, this is what Avimi Me'agrunya said, gavra dinashi katlu lo dina v'lo dayana. a guy who continues to chase after women and have bia with one woman after another till he does it so much that he dies, you know, that's somewhat unexpected. People don't typically die from that. So that would be the equivalent. Right, you understand over here the equivalent is not about someone who you wouldn't expect to beat you up. It's a person chasing their taivos to the point where they indulge themselves so much that they die. Either way, that's not to be expected. So main point number one on Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph, if a cat gets killed by mice or by overeating mice, your pater. If a borrowed cat gets killed either by mice teaming up against him or by overeating all the mice, your pater. Then the last discussion for today. Amar Rava. Hai man duboy lumishal midi mechavri v'liftar. Rava says, let me teach you a trick. You want to borrow something from somebody else and be putter just in case anything happens? Remember, a shoal is chayv in almost everything. What's the only trick that a shoal has up his sleeve to become putter? What could he do to become putter? Is he? By Levimo. You just got to make sure that whoever owns the item works for you at the time that you borrow it. Right? So if you ever want to be putter, you ever want to borrow something and be putter, Rava says, I got a trick for you. Namely, tell the guy you're borrowing from, Ashkian Maya, can you get me a glass of water, please? That's all you got to say. And what's he going to do? He's going to get you a glass of water as you're borrowing thing, and then, so he's working for you. He's getting you a glass of water. So it's by Levimo. So now you're not going to have to worry in case anything happens. Davi Sheila Bebailim. That's a case of Sheila Bebailim. You're now borrowing it along with the owner. But if you're the owner, you got to outsmart him, right? So what are you going to do? What should you say? V'ipikeachu. If you're smart, right? If you're clever enough, namely, Shail Bresha Vadra Ashkiach. Say, yeah, I'll be happy to get you a glass of water. Borrow this item first, then I'll bring you your water. Why, what does that do? You're not working for him at the time that he borrowed it. It's only later that you're working for him. Amar Rava. Rava says, you know, there are a lot of people that have jobs where they just serve the community. So they're sort of always working for you. And you can really use that to your advantage. Like, what would be a job that's always serving the community? A congressman. That's a real DRS class of 19 type of answer. What is the what else besides for a congressman? Strange kid. What else? What? A president of a shul, a shul rabbi perhaps, a teacher, a garbage man, a barber, right? There are people that are constantly serving you. So when you borrow something from them, if they're working for you, they're always working for you. So you're always gonna, you know, you're always gonna be butt. You're never gonna have to pay them. So Rava says here, I got a list of jobs of people that are really good people to borrow from. Mikri Dardiki, someone who teaches young children. Shasla, a guy who plants vineyards. Tavcha, a butcher. V'umna, a bloodletter. It used to be considered therapeutic and healthy for a person to every once in a while get some blood drained from his body. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes that it's not a violation of wounding yourself to donate blood. When you donate blood, it's not a violation of wounding yourself because it used to be considered healthy to drain some blood from your body. So that can't be called chavala, wounding yourself, because it's a healthy thing to do, to drain some blood every once in a while. But a bloodletter, the guy who drains the blood for you from your body. Not all of the blood Shasla. From your body, but Shasla is the guy who plants vineyards. Sapar Masa, the barber, right? He was. You're saying he also is a bloodletter. Okay, the barber, Sapar Masa, the barber of the town. Kulun, all these professions, beidon avidatayu, while they're working, kishela bevaylim damu. Anything you borrow from them is considered shela bevaylim.
He's not cutting your hair.
So yeah, it's a good question. It would sound like it should be only if he's actually, you know, doing it for you. Yeah. Amr le Rabbanan l'Rava. The rabbi said to Rava, Sha'ilan mar. Rava was the Magid Shir. Rava was the Rosh Yeshiva, right? So Rava was saying Shir. So the Rabbanan, who are the students, were saying to Rava, Sha'ilan mar. Hey, can we borrow something from you? Why were they asking Rava to borrow something from him? What?
Because Rava was the rabbi.
He was the rabbi, so he was working for them. He was saying Shir. Who's working for who right now? I'm working for you, right? So that was their cheshbon. So they're like, hey, can we borrow that? So ikpid, Rava got kind of upset. Amr lehu, laf kui mi munai kabayisu. You're trying to cost me all my money? You're trying to borrow my things and then not be responsible for them, and it's going to cost to take away my money from me? He says, you got it all wrong. Adraba, atun shil to me. You guys are working for me. I'm not working for you. Why? What makes it that the Talmidim are working for the Rebbe, not the Rebbe working for the Talmidim? He says, I'll prove it to you. Dilu anna mati yishtamiti luchu mi mesechta le mesechta. I get to decide the curriculum. I can move us from one mesechta to another mesechta. I could decide, you know what? B'metziyat Tzadi Zayin, I had enough of this. Let's learn Yevamos. I haven't chazered Yevamos in a while. And just switch it to Yevamos. And because I have the ability to do that, you are working for me. Atun lo metzisu l'shtamute. You don't get to decide the curriculum. Velohi. But Rav is not really right about that. Because ihu sha'aluhu biyom adekala. On the days leading up to Yontif, Yom HaDekala, where they used to have these big shiurim right before Yontif, that had to talk about what? Hilchas Yontif. And the rabbi didn't have a choice. You had to talk about Hilchas Yontif. So he's working for them when it's Yom HaDekala, when it's the day of the big pre-Yontif shiur. Inu shi'ilulei b'shar yomi. It's only every other day of the year where they're working for him. So it's sort of this compromise. That when a Rebbe, and we'll make this main point, when a Rebbe can develop the curriculum, or can decide the curriculum rather, the Talmidim are working for him. When he can't decide the curriculum, he's working for them. Maremar bar Chanina, Ogur kudniyasa bechuzai. Maremar bar Chanina rented a kudniyasa, Rashi says it's a type of animal, like a mule, from the Bechuzai. Nafak l'dluye tu'una bahadayim. So he, the owner of the animal, went out to help, put the packages on the back of the donkey, on the back of the mule. Ooh, what happens? If the owner comes to help you load up the mule at the time that you borrow it, he's working for you. It means you're going to be patur no matter what. Then, pashuba. Then they were negligent with the mule, umis, and the mule died. Not from normal use, they were negligent. They like sent the mule over a cliff or something. They were totally negligent with it. Asul kameh de Rava, they went to Rava to ask, what the halach is, do we have to pay for it? Rava said, chayvinu. Rava said, you guys are chayv to pay for it. Amur le rabbanan le Rava, so the rabbanan said to Rava, pshia bebailim hi. Why should they have to pay for it? They were negligent, but the bailim was with them. And isn't the halacha that when the bailim is with you, you don't have to pay for anything? Ichsif. Rava was embarrassed. What does it mean he was embarrassed? Why was he embarrassed? He was wrong. Yeah, he got embarrassed. Lesof, later on, igla'i milsa de lemesar tu'una hu denafak. It became more evident that the owner wasn't coming to load up the package on the animal. He was actually coming to lighten the load from the animal. He was nervous with these guys, how they were going to treat his animal. So he went to, sort of lighten the load. It's like, you agree to lend somebody your car, and then you see, like, they screech out of the driveway, they almost hit the pole behind. So, you get a little nervous. So you go just to sort of, like, okay, look, there's a backup camera over there, you try to, educate them how to take care of it properly. That's what he was doing. He wasn't going to work for them. He was going to sort of, guide them a little bit. So says Gemara, Hanich l'man yam r'pshila b'bayl. And therefore what? And therefore it turns out the Rava was right. Right, Rava was right, because it was not a case of She'ela Bevailim, because the Bailim wasn't working for them. The Bailim was just going to take care of his own thing, of his own animal, to make sure they didn't overburden it. So even though Rava was embarrassed, it turned out that had he, that he was right, because he just misunderstood the case. So says Gemara, well, this whole conversation, Hani Chalaman Diyamar, this only makes sense if Pshia Bevailim Pater, Mishum Hachi Yichsif. I get that he's embarrassed, he was embarrassed originally, if you assume that Bailavimo works even when the guy's negligent. Because then Rava got the halacha wrong, right? I mean, what was the case? There was a case of Bailavimo, or they thought there was a case of Bailavimo. The people were negligent, and Rava said chayiv. So if you assume that the halacha should really be pater in such a case, the Rava's got what to be embarrassed about. Elalamandi amr chayiv amayichsev. But if you hold that people who are negligent are always chayiv, even with Bai Levimo, people who are negligent are always chayiv, then what was Rav embarrassed about? He got it right. They were negligent. Says Mar Lo Mifsha Pashuba, we got the story wrong. They were not negligent with it. That was a misunderstanding of the story. Rather, Ella Ignuve Ignuv, what happened? It got stolen from them. Umesa Kedarka Beganav Havi. And it just died in a normal way while it was by the Ganav. Va'as l'kameh Rava, and they asked Rava, do we have to pay for it? V'chayvinu. And Rava said, yes, you're chayiv to pay for it. And then, Amr le Rabbanan le Rava, Geneva bebailin hi. The Rabbanan said to Rava, why should they have to pay for it? It got stolen from them, but it was by Levimo. It was by Levimo. Why was it by Levimo? Because their understanding of the case was, and Rava's understanding of the case was, that the owner originally came to do what? What was the understanding of the case? The original understanding of the case? To help load the animal, to help do the work with the animal. So it's a case of Bai Levimo. So they said to Rava, you shouldn't be chayiv, you should be patur, it was Bai Levimo. And Ichzif, Rava was embarrassed. You're right, I forgot, Bai Levimo is patur. But then it turned out Rava was correct anyway. L'sof iglai milsa, delamei sartu'una hu denafak. It turned out later that he wasn't really coming to help load the animal, he was coming, like we said before, to ease the load on the animal, in which case there is no din of Bai Levimo, so Rava was right. So even though Rava made a mistake, this is an important thing. What's the point of this Gemara? What's the Gemara trying to tell us over here? That Rava was embarrassed and he made a mistake, but it turned out he was right anyway? A lot of times when you have great tzaddikim and great poskim, we assume there's something called siyata d'shmaya. That even if they're wrong in their thinking, we assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let them get it wrong lahalacha. My father-in-law likes to say, my father-in-law is a big, big expert in zmanim, in how to figure out zmanim of different things. It's a very highly specialized expertise. So he's like one of like a handful of people in the world who understands zmanim to the level that he understands it. And he said when he reads Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas, the most remarkable thing about Rav Moshe Feinstein when he passes about zmanim is that very often his logic is not really so correct. But his halacha is always correct. Why? What's the idea? Because even if he's wrong in the way he got there, we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for him. Rav Shechter told us that when Rav Moshe Feinstein died, that Rabbi Tendler said that the reason we always pass on it to Rav Moshe is because every svara Rav Moshe said is perfectly clear and good, and you can't argue on the things that Rav Moshe said because everything makes perfect sense. Rav Shechter said he thought the opposite. He said no. A lot of things that he said you could argue with. Logically, you could argue with the way he read Gemaras, certain Gemaras, you could argue that it shouldn't be read that way. The reason we're passing Rav Moshe is because he was such a gaon and such a tzaddik that you have to assume he had a special amount of siyata d'shmaya. And when it came to passing halacha, that he got it right. So that seems to be the message of this Gemara, that even when Rava was wrong, it turns out he was right. Even when he was wrong, he was right. Okay, so we will stop there, and now it's going to be Yisrael.